Sehanna sé a seart mí a chuin óthg an tíise nar a bhí sin náris lein te galtnas. Ná méh aon poise ag fanart níos budin na ceirhí le he manléart scoliosis a dethead síalsacu. Bhí an galta sin breiste ríiste agus a ríiste agus the a gineis, ná bhla nágad a choúir foiil is i bhí an jeví is a fihe dó chatte chuniad a seaadú. Chepeile is seo an rialtas is é scanlé a the ligin síos poisií agus ag foigail iad a bíán. Pánaise in 2017, the Taoiseach, Simon Harris, made a commitment that no child would be waiting longer than 4 months for life-changing scoliosis surgery. That promise was broken over and over again. In February 2022, the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, he doubled down on the Taoiseach's broken promise. He made the same commitment that children would not wait more than 4 months for this surgery, and he provided €19 million to Children's Health Ireland to achieve that. This was also another broken promise. Immediately, both parents and patient advocates had serious concerns that Children's Health Ireland intended to spend this money differently from the purposes that was allocated to them. They first raised their concerns with the Minister for Health and his advisers in March 2022, just weeks after the funding was announced and the Minister made his promise. They made clear that their concerns that this money would not be spent and it was intended as it was intended, and they asked the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, to investigate this issue. They got a meeting with one of the Minister's advisers in March, but said that after the meeting, what they said was after our meeting on the 11th of March, we never received a response and all our emails and queries remained unanswered. Disgraceful. They refused to accept the government's silence and they continued to raise their concerns again and again. In June, in July and in August of 2022, but to no avail. Their main concerns, Taoiseach, was that the €19 million that was allocated to meet this target for patients with scoliosis, that it was not going to be spent on its intended purpose, but instead would be spent on previously sanctioned and funded staffing and infrastructure measures that were being rolled up. Shockingly, it took until February of this year for the Minister for Health to order an audit. And since the Minister for Health was ignoring their concerns, patients, families and advocacy groups reached out to the Taoiseach himself when he took office. And the same man who made the promise, that broken promise, 7 years before that no children would be waiting 4 months to receive this life-changing surgery. The Taoiseach wrote back to them. What did he say? He said that he would meet the advocacy groups. 3 months later, Taoiseach, they still have not received a meeting or even a date for the meeting with the Taoiseach. Now, yesterday in the Shannon, the Minister for Health confirmed that the majority of that funding, that €19 million funding intended for spinal services, was allocated more broadly across Children's Health Ireland. Minister Donnelly said that the €19 million announced did not result in the eradication of the over 4 month waiting list by the end of the year, which was deeply frustrating and disappointing to me, he said. Taoiseach, it is worse than disappointing and frustrating. It is an absolute scandal. Where is the accountability? These patients, these advocates, these parents reached out to Minister Donnelly and his office over and over and over and over again. They told him that this money wasn't going to be spent on the promise that he gave them and their children. They asked him, they pleaded with him to investigate this matter 2 years ago. They asked his official to do that. They contacted him over and over again and he ignored it. And yet the Taoiseach still won't meet with him. So I ask you, Minister, when is this going to end? What is your government going to do to address the ongoing scandal of years-long waiting lists with children with scoliosis, with spina bifida, and children who were forced to suffer in agony without any light at the end of the tunnel? And what do you say about a minister who ignores what has now been proven true, that the money was not going to go to treat these children and was going to be spent elsewhere, and the Minister ignored the pleas over and over and over and over again?
Yeah.
Thank you, Deputy Doherty. Tánaiste, please.
Well, I do spider, Cahimia Rog, will on realtas sosta, agus on dentorum, gahamid, gachian irachti yenev, con listi fehev, the lani taig fehev, the ebride scolosis. You know, Ishlu Kotopic is fair drilling. Agushin I'm unrealtish, Stolum Goshine I'm Gachenia, Satigsha. agus tá an aras sláinte ag déanamh gachíarocht é seo a dhéanamh, agus de chuir sé a bhad níos mó airgad ar le téhhar ar fáil do CHI chun a bhad níos mó a dhéanamh. Is léir go bhfuil a bhad níos mó ar ráid ag tarlú in is ná mar a bhí, ach caithimid níos mó a dhéanamh agus caithimid a dhéanamh níos tapúla. Agus sin an tomídna sa rialtas a cumad an béim ar an bunchéist sin nó an bunaim sin na listí fethe íslú chotap agus fairdaling. Could I say, Deputy, in the first out, from the outset, that the government's commitment is to do everything we possibly can as quickly as we can to reduce waiting lists for children waiting for scoliosis operations. That's what the families and the children above all deserve and require. And as far as I'm concerned, and as far as the Minister is concerned, we will continue to do that. And the allocation of 19 million in funding to CHI was genuinely allocated with a view to significantly reducing those lists. Now, activity levels have gone up significantly in the last number of years in respect of spinal procedures, compared to, say, 2019 or 2018, up 34% in 22, up 22%. But that's not enough for those who are still waiting. And there's been a reduction in 2023, and now there's about 70 waiting over 4 months for operations. And that's not satisfactory. I acknowledge that. And there have been issues within the service, as we know, which has unexpected, but which also affected capacities. The 19 million has been spent. I think it's important to say the 19 million has been allocated both current and capital and has facilitated the recruitment of more than 200 additional clinicians, a new fifth operating theatre in Temple Street, a new second MRI facility for Crumlin, and approximately 20 additional hospital beds and additional resources for Kappa. And now those resources were to be used for spinal, and there was a reference in the allocation to other services also, but it was primarily for children's spinal services. And the CHI informed the Minister that this plan would, by the end of 2022, reduce to zero the number of children waiting over 4 months. That's what CHI said to the Minister. And the Minister funded the plan on that basis. And the investment did result in the increased number of surgeries performed. The reduction in the waiting list fall was modest and nowhere near what was promised at that stage. So the Minister did engage in 2023, unlike what you're saying, he didn't ignore. And he did engage directly with spinal surgeons, with advocacy groups. And it was then clear that additional resources from the 90 million had been allocated far wider than just children's spinal or even children's orthopaedic services. And then he then asked the department to ascertain exactly how the resources were being allocated across different services. Unfortunately, CHI did not provide this information, and the minister raised the issue with CHI board, but that wasn't resolved either. And then the minister asked the HSE's CEO to send in the HSE's internal auditors to get this information, and that work is nearing completion. However, based on ongoing detailed engagement between the Minister and CHI's new interim CEO and spinal clinical lead, Mr. David Moore, it's clear that the majority of the additional resources were not being ring-fenced for the intended government purpose.
Minister, I'm not sure if you just listed out a list of incompetences from the in terms of the Minister for Health. Like, let's just boil this down to what happened. The Minister for Health was told by CHI that if you give us 19 million euro, we will reduce the waiting list by 4 months. Nobody will wait for more than 4 months. The minister gave them the money. Within weeks, the parents and the advocates were telling the minister's office that this money isn't going where it's needed. They were begging him to investigate this. They had a formal meeting. They followed up with emails. March, July, June, July, August. Not me. They're saying they got no response. And when did the minister carry out an audit? He carries out an audit in 2024, 2 years later. Within weeks, the flags were going up. Within weeks, the parents knew. And the parents have enough on their plate. Parents and families came from right across the state to outside the Dáil. They came here in February. They told us the pain. They told us the hurt. They told us about patients in my constituency who need these surgeries. Now, the minister allocated the money. Fair play, he allocated the money. But the money didn't go where it was needed. And he was told, he was begged, he was pleaded with over and over again. I have the emails. And he did nothing. Or if you did something, it was completely ineffective. Because 2 years later, you still don't know where this money has gone. And the problem is these parents who warned you back in March of 2022 that this money wasn't going to be spent in the place. If we have a competent Minister for Health, you go in and you say, you told me you needed 19 million. I gave you 19 million. Make sure that it is spent in the area. It is not acceptable that we're in this position today and the Minister still doesn't know where that money went.
Deputy, an audit by definition happens after a particular programme of action has taken place. You can't audit something within 3 weeks of the money being allocated. That doesn't make any sense. And that's what you're suggesting. That doesn't make any sense, OK? And the whole idea of auditors going in is just, if money has been spent, therefore you want to go in and you want to diligently, in a detailed way, find out, well, where was the money spent? Now, we do know that additional 200 clinicians and so on was appointed. There's a fifth theatre there. So that's not all not directed to scoliosis. Some of that, of course, is quite a significant number of that will be a benefit to scoliosis payments. And there have been other issues within the scoliosis world as well, as we know. As we know, which has impacted, which you haven't referenced, but we all know that currently, unfortunately, the situation. And there are issues, I think, in respect to the CHI's oversight of this also. Okay, but you can't interrogate those issues, Deputy, without having a comprehensive audit in terms of facts. You can't do that 3 weeks in. And what I would say is
please,
that...
Please, Deputy.
What the most important issue for us now is through existing capacities within CHI and the hospitals and whatever other means in terms of external work as well.
We're
to get these
time.
Lists down as quickly as we possibly can.
The Minister sat in his hand
Deputy
for 2 years.
Kearns, please.
Total misrepresentation. No.
Can we please?
Totally disingenuous.
Deputy Holly Kearns. No, wait, please.